We are very fortunate today to have His Grace Shamikrishi Prabhu here with us today. And Prabhuji is going to be enlightening us by walking us through Srimad Bhagavatam 4.8.37 onwards. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, are you there in the call?
Yes, I am here. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to speak about Srimad Bhagavatam. My voice may be a little bit muffled because of having some cold and throat problem, but I will speak on these three verses, 37, 38, and 39. Please accept my humble obeisances. Vancha kalpaturubhyasya kripa sindubhya evacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Dishtarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are continuing the discussion about Dhruva Maharaj. He is leaving the home. So I will give a little bit background about Dhruva Maharaj. See, Lord Brahma is the original creator, inspired or given the knowledge and all the ingredient by Lord Krishna through his flute sound, which is also called Gayatri Mantra. And Brahma had many sons, but his last son, that was Swayambhu Manu and Satrupa. So by the union of these two, there were two sons were born. That one is Uttanapad and Maharaj Privrat, and he had three daughters. So now Uttanapad had Uttam, had two wives, Suniti and Suruchi. So due to the attachment to his wife, Suruchi, Uttanapad neither welcomed his little Dhruva on the lap nor corrected his wife Suruchi. So she insulted Dhruva with his harsh word, and it striked to Dhruva Maharaj, who had Kshatriya mentality, and so he felt very bad in the heart, and he went to his mother Suniti, and she immediately tried to pacify his negative feelings and directed him to worship the Supreme Lord under Narada's instruction. So now he goes to this forest, because he asked where I could meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So she told, Suniti told him or directed him, you go to the forest, and in the way to test Dhruva Maharaj, Narad Muni and they are discussing. So Dhruva Maharaj is asking that you please give me the direction that I could obtain my desired goal. And his goal to obtain was to get the highest position more than anybody has in the material world, more than his father Uttanapad or his grandfather Swayambhu Manu or his great grandfather Lord Brahma. So more even better than all of this. So these desires, yes, they could be fulfilled, although these desires are very, very high. Nobody can inspire, you know, our whole material world. Nobody ever asked like this. But nonetheless, by the mercy of Krishna, anybody can obtain anything if they take the shelter of Krishna. And only shelter of Krishna can be taken by via media of a great devotee or a Guru Maharaj. So if that is done, then anything can be obtained. So like Srila Prabhupada always says, that impossible is written in the dictionary of fools. So there is nothing impossible, because Krishna owns everything and he could give to his pure son. But why we have to go through Guru or a spiritual master or through a saintly person is just like even in the material world. You cannot approach directly to a book person. You have to go through his secretary, through his peon, through his chaufra. I mean, somebody has to there to take you there. So Guru acts as a to direct you to the personality of Godhead. Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bhi. That we have been wandering in the material world through time immemorial, and by mercy of the Krishna we get Guru. He sees the desire. The desire is innate in everybody. Desire means it is, we have the desire, thinking, feeling, willing, desiring. These are with the soul. Krishna has so many desires, and his main desire is that he has a loving exchange with his children, and we are all his children. But we have forgotten this, and that's why in the material world. So now, in this verse 37 to 39 that we are reading, there are so 37 verse that is advising, advice and honest path to reach my goal. So one should always reach to the honest path. Honest path, that is, which is described in the scriptures. Not that honest path is you could take your any path and yata mat tatha pa yat tatha means yato mata mata. So whatever is mine, that is the path. But that is not right. We have to take the scriptural injunction that comes and that is taught by the spiritual masters. So he said that I desire the most exalted position in these three worlds, and it which cannot be attained by any of my forefathers, including Lord of Brahma. But it should be in a honest path. You should follow the honest path and not take anything or anybody's suggesting. Unless it is sanctioned by Sadhu, Shastra and Guru, one cannot take it. So we will read text number 37. ओम अज्ञान्ति मिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। पदं त्रिभुवन उत्कृष्टं जिगीषो साधु वर्त्ममे ब्रूहि अस्मत् पितृभिर् ब्रह्मन् अन्यैर् अपि न अधिष्ठितम्। ओ लर्नेड ब्राह्मण मीन्स दिस इज गुरु महाराज इज टेलिंग टू Narad Muni, I want to occupy a position more exalted than any yet achieved within the three worlds by anyone, even by my fathers and grandfathers. If you will oblige, kindly advise me of an honest path to follow by which I can achieve the goal of my life. So path should be honest. Honest means it is not by our concoction, but most of the people, they make their own path. Oh, it is... I think this would be this way. There is no thinking. There is an exact path, and that should be taken, which is described in the sadhu. And if the sadhu is, and it should be according to Shastra and another and Guru. So these three should be have the same conclusion. When Dhruva Maharaj refused to accept the Brahmanical instruction of Narad Muni in the previous chapter, the previous verses, that he was told by Narad Muni that you accept Brahmanical instruction of Narad Muni, that this is naturally the next question would be what sort of instruction he wanted. So even before Narad Muni asked, Dhruva Maharaj expressed his heartfelt desire. His father, of course, was the emperor of the entire world, and his grandfather, Lord Brahma, is really great grandfather. Lord Brahma was the creator of the universe. Dhruva Maharaj expressed his desire to possess a kingdom better than those of his father and grandfather. He frankly stated that he wanted a kingdom which had no competitor within the three worlds, namely the higher, middle and lower planetary system. So whole universe is divided into three planetary system. We are in the middle planetary system. Then there are lower planetary system like Tal, Atal, Vital, Sutal, Talatal, Patal, and then there is another higher. So higher planets, that is Swarvalok, Janlok, Taplok, Maharlok, Bhurlok or Brahmalok, Satyalok. So these are all higher planets. So there are three planetary system. So he wanted to have higher than all of these three planetary systems. He wanted to take the advantage of Narad Muni, that because of his presence, he can get what he wanted. Because he knew very well that if Narad Muni, the greatest devotee of Lord, could bless him or show him the path, then certainly he would be able to occupy a more exalted position than any person within the three worlds. Thus he wanted help from Narad Ji to achieve that position. Dhruva Maharaj wanted a position greater than that of Brahma. This was practically an impossible proposition. But by pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a devotee can achieve even the impossible. One particular point mentioned here is that Dhruva Maharaj wanted to occupy an exalted position not by hook or crook, but by honest means. This indicates that if Krishna offered him such a position, then he would accept it. That is the nature of a devotee. Devotee don't want to go through any abnormal path or concocted path. They always want to do by right path, which is lined down. Either in Manu Samhita or Krishna is saying what is the duty of the soul, because he produced so many living beings and their main aim was Eko Vai Bhavishyam. From one he became so many for reciprocation of the love. That is the main purpose. But only one can get the desired result through a higher person who is in a higher position, like a spiritual master or a saintly person who has all the saintly qualities. Through him one can attain those desires. So a devotee, that is the nature of a devotee. He does not want it. If Krishna does not want, then he does not want to have it. So that Krishna offered him such a position, then he will only accept it. So we were also praying when Srila Prabhupada was leaving this world, then he taught us that if you desire, then please give more life to Srila Prabhupada. He has not completed his, like Srimad Bhagavatam, so at least let him complete the translation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So temple all over the world, they were praying to the Supreme Lord to keep Srila Prabhupada longer with us, if he desired so. So he may desire material gain, but he accepts it only if Krishna offers it. Guru Maharaj was sorry to refuse the instruction of Narad Muni. Therefore, he requested him to be merciful to him by showing path by which he could fulfill his mind's desire. So main theme is honest path, and another that we may say that another path that he one can get anything by even devotional service, by anything material, if they want to get anything material in the material world, but that only one can get through the mercy of a devotee. So you can go through a devotee to obtain whatever you want. So I will talk a little bit about that, and then we will take the next verse, number 38. Just like we were reading yesterday about the forest of enjoyment, means how a merchant goes in the forest, and then there are in the forest to gain something, like to earn something. There are many things in the forest, so they go, but they get entangled. So we go in the material world to enjoy, like a fish comes out of its ocean or out of the river, and then goes to the earth. Out of that, oh, there is so much. There is so much glittering and I will be happy there, but there is a suffering. So in the material world we come, which is compared to a forest, and then get entangled in the material world by family, friends, society, wealth, bank balance, health, beauty, and then we think that is the proper place because we have been here for time immemorial, and there is some little bit flickering happiness, but we think that is all in all, and we don't try to find our real path or what we are, why we are here, what is our reason. So unless we analyze all these things, that why I am suffering, and they inquire about this suffering, they just take it that there is a suffering, so that is the first thing that we should inquire, that why I am suffering here. I am not meant for suffering, because everybody always are looking for happiness, anandamaya abhyasat. So why suffering is there? That is the first duty of any human being, because they have intelligence. These questions cannot be asked by any lower animals. Just like Sanatana Goswami, when he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came with a trana, or a straw on his teeth, in between his teeth, means very lowly, very surrendering. He is asking that people that call him, that Nicha Jati, Nicha Sanghi, Patit Adham, that I am of a low caste, my association is very, very low, I am Patit, I am fallen, I am Adham, Vishay Kupya Padi Godaino Janam, that I am in this, I have lost, like Jeevan Godaino, means I have wasted my whole life, that in the people they tell me that I am a Pandit, अपनाय हिताहित किछु न जानी आई डू नॉट नो माय हित और अहित ग्राम्य व्यवहार पंडित ताही सत्यमानी दैट पीपल कॉल मी दैट इन द ग्राम्य व्यवहार आर बाय द जनरल पॉपुलेस दे टॉक दैट यस आई एम वेरी वेरी लर्नेड वेरी नाइस आई हैव सच ए बिग पोजिशन एज ए मिनिस्टर ऑफ द किंग हुसैन शाह सो एंड आई थिंक दैट इज वॉट आई एम ताही सत्यमानी But if you are merciful to me, then please tell me what is my duty. So our only duty is to understand our relationship with Krishna and obtain that relation. And that relation is loving relation, engage in loving devotional service. So he is asking this question to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ke ami, ke me, kene amai, jare tapatra. Who am I? Ke ami, who am I? Kene amai, jare tapatra. Why these three? Fold material miseries, adi devika, adi bhautika, adhyatmikar are giving me problem or why they are burning me. Yeha nahi janiyami ke mene hita hai. That I do not even know what is beneficial for me. So he is asking that because this material miseries are there to everybody. So and to answer the first question, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, who am I? So he is saying that our Swarup is Krishna or Nitya Das. We are eternally a servant of Krishna. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Part of duty is to serve the whole. So we are part, just like a part, like a little bolt machine. Unless it is applied in the machine, it works cooperatively with the machine. It cannot have any value. Our finger is cut. Unless it is put back again, then that finger rots and has no value, not and we have to give, we throw them in the garbage. So our swarup is jivira swarup hai, Krishna Nitya Das. Eternally we are servant of Krishna. So unless we are engaged in that service, we cannot be happy. Unless we put food in our stomach, we can't be happy. Every part, although serving the stomach, but naturally everybody gets nourished. If his stomach is full, then the nutrition comes to all the parts of the body. So they will get nourished. But otherwise, if they want to enjoy themselves separately, and that's what is happening, that we have been cut off from the Supreme Lord, whose part we are, or whose servant we are. Servant means we are like a part, part of the Lord. Whole thing works together. So we have turned our face out from Krishna, like we should always be looking towards Krishna to serve him, serve his order or whatever is our duty, we should do that, but rather that we turn our face and going away from Lord Krishna. So once we find the cause of our suffering, that this all material suffering is because we have turned our face from Krishna, like if we are in front of sun, naturally we are in the light, and we turned away, then we will be in the darkness. So cause is our turning away from Krishna, going away from Krishna, desiring separately from Krishna, trying to fulfill our own whimses rather than our eternal swarup. Swarup is just like swarup means what is innately built in. So all the jiva is innately built in with certain duties, certain things to do, because soul is always active. It cannot remain inactive at any position. Even if you get or merge with the Brahma Jyoti, still you would like to do something. So far, without the knowledge of Krishna, they come down to do some philanthropic activity. So even moksha, particularly Sahaji Mukti, is also not our real swarup. Is to just merge. We may be free from material problems of birth, death, old age, disease, or three kinds of material miseries, adi devik, adi bhautik, adhyatmik, but that is not our real position. So beyond this dharma, artha, kama and moksha, this four purusharth, we are meant for prema pumartha mahan. Prema is the highest. We are meant to prema means service, prema means love, prema means bhakti, prema means whatever Krishna wants, we do that. So that is prema, without any desire for our enjoyment. In the material world, everybody has their enjoyment. Krishna, priti vancha, tare bale prema, where that Krishna, if we just desire our own sense gratification, then that is calm. And because both look similar, so people think that whatever is described, it is calm. But it is calm is there is no desire. Nijendriya priti vancha tare bale calm. That nija indriya, our own indriya, then if we want to have love for that or want to fulfill those desires, that is calm. So these are completely, two things are completely opposite. But in the material world, they think that this kaam is prem. But that is not, prem is only meant for Krishna, whose part we are, and not in the material world there is all kaam. So our reason for being in the material world, tapatraya, why these tapatraya are making, are burning us, are giving us pain, suffering, although I am not looking for it, but it comes. Why it is coming? The reason, as we discussed, is Krishna Bhuli, Sri Jeeva Anadi Bahirmukh, that we have forgotten Krishna, our loving relation with Krishna, and we have turned our face. So Bahirmukh means turning our face away from Krishna, Anadi Bahirmukh, Atev Maya Tare De, Sansar Dukh. That's why the Maya is giving us all the Sansar Dukh. Sometime we are enjoying in a higher planet, sometime down. Just like a king dunk somebody to punish him in the river, brings him out for a few seconds, few minutes, and then again dunking back again. So in the material world, that is the way. Krishna Bhuli Si Jeev, Bhogavancha Kare, Pache Se Maya, Jhaptya Dhare. So, and what kind of, how we could be benefited is by, if by mercy, like our desire is pure and we take the mercy of the his devotees, then it can be, we can be elevated. So, we have been looking for something good, and only in human form that could be obtained. Even in Swargalok, that is, Swargalok is for enjoying Bhoga, Bhoga Bhumi, to enjoy. And lower planets, we do suffer in the middle planets, that is the Karma Bhumi. So we are in the middle planet, that is the best place to be, and it is best time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, when Krishna came, when Srila Prabhupada came. So it is our duty to take advantage of this special time in Kali Yuga. Although Kali Yuga is very degrading, but just by simple method of accepting a guru and chanting, that could elevate you to Krishna consciousness, and you one can be free from all the material entanglement. So sadhu shastra kripa yadi krishnon mukha hai, by the mercy of sadhu and shastra, like a fish coming out of the water, if some kind hearted person puts it back in the river, then naturally the fish will survive and would be happy. So if we are put back again in its our natural position, just like natural position, what it means, swarup. So natural position, just like there is a, and if there is a fire, there is heat and light. It's naturally there. If there is a sugar, it is sweet. So our natural position is to serve Krishna. That's how we are made. Means, and if Krishna and Sadhu is giving the same advice, Krishna who has created us, who has made us, then he could give us the perfect knowledge. So there is no place for concoction or my method or yato mat tato path. That is not the way, because that will not lead us to proper direction. There are many, many sadhus, many sannyasis, many people they call, oh, this is good path, this is good path. No, you take the Rajmarg. You take the proper mark, which is delineated by Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Means how kind Krishna is, he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give us the path, what to do, how to do a devotional service. So not only he just says, as Krishna, he says that you give up all this religiosity, all these so many upadharmas or so many concocted religiosity, but you just surrender unto me. And then you don't have to worry about what would happen. So, sadhu shastra karpa yadi krishna mukha hai, se jeev nistare maya tahare chhaadaya, then maya would give him away. So how that we become Krishnanmukh, how we could turn our face, what is my duty? So that is tate Krishna bhaje kare guru sevan. So by you serve the guru, and then also you serve Krishna. So by guru will teach you how to serve Krishna. Maya jal chute pai Krishna charan. Then you will be able to give up maya and you will obtain the charan of Krishna. So very nicely that has been described. If we take it, so many devotees are still, even children, demigods are waiting in the line to take birth in the material world, in this earth planet. Means the whole universe is material world, but particularly the Karma Bhumi is this earth planet, this middle planet, because all others higher are Bhoga place and suffering place. By suffering, then you diminish your all the sinful activity that we have accumulated, the seeds of that for many, many lifetimes, anadi, Anadi Bairmukh. We have been out of Krishna for time immemorial. There is no time or place we could say that I am here for 1 billion or 20 billion years. But we could cut it off in the human form of life, and we could go to our original position or Krishna Lok easily. So everybody is afraid. Vayam Dvitiya Bhi Neveshat Ishat Apetasya Viparyoyas Prati, that we have become turned our face and because of our wrong mati, that yes, I am the enjoyer. Krishna is the enjoyer, and by his enjoyment we also become happy. So Tanmaya Yato Buddha Abhajetyam Bhakta Ekesham Guru Devatatma, that you take like, I mean, so we have taken like bhayam dvitiya abhinivesh means our abhinivesh, our attachment should be with Krishna in his service, but we have been attached to this deha indriya, that I am this body, that is our ignorance. But we are not the body, we are the spirit soul, we have nothing to do with the body. You may say, how I will survive? Then our spiritual body will develop. In the material world, yes, body is there, it is like a car or a boat that we have to take, we can take the shelter of that, but not that we just get lost in this bodily maintenance or just everything thinking about the bodily happiness or bringing senses in contact with the sense objects. So if we have if there is some saintly people, that we should have Devata Bodhi, that he is the Supreme Lord. And Priyata means Devata Buddhi, and Priyata Buddhi, both has to be there, that he is my dearmost. And Avyavicharani Bhakti ke saath Parameshwar ka bhajan. Avyavicharani Bhakti means without any, Vyavichar means looking so many places. Avyavichar means penetrated attention, just in one person, Guru and Krishna. We are Krishna's eternal servant. And our only duty is to serve Krishna. And because we forgot our Swarup Smriti, who we are, Swarup Siddhi. Swarup Siddhi means everybody has a relationship with Krishna in particular form or shape or particular duty. Like Hanuman, his Swarup is to be servant. He's in servitorship. Somebody has in some friendship, like Arjun, his Swarup is in friendship. Arjun is an eternally liberated soul. Hanumanji is an eternally liberated soul. But they come down to the material world to serve Krishna because Krishna wanted. Srila Prabhupada also said that I did not want it to come. But Krishna told me that you go and preach this, translate all these scriptures into a language that everybody can understand, particularly in English. His Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, said the same thing. It means that Srila Prabhupada said in confidentiality to very few devotees. It was not published, but he told that I was in the Krishna Lok. And so he's eternally, he's Nitya Siddha, but Krishna wanted me to come. He pushed me to come. So I came to serve him. That is also one of the service. So with Chidananda, Krishna is Chidananda, always Ananda, and we have a relation with him. And because we are part of him, that's why without Ananda we cannot live. We always look for Ananda. Where is Ananda? But we are looking in a wrong place, in a wrong way. We cannot stay without Ananda, because that is our Surupanubandhi. Surupanubandhini Pravatti. So there are two kinds of Pravatti, you may say. So we are looking for Bhagavat Sevaka Ananda, that is our real position, and also Indri Triptika Ananda, that satisfy our senses, that is another Ananda. But if we turn for Bhagavad Sevaka Ananda, then naturally that is our natural constitutional position, not with the body. So that is why this is called Viparya Buddhi, Viparya Smriti, that I have taken a wrong path. But we could correct that path by, if we take Guru Devatatma, Bhakte Kesham Guru Devatatma, that we serve the Guru. So we are suffering because of this. Maya is giving, because we have turned our face, that's why Maya grabs us. and Maya would be give us a. So Devi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Dirataya. Mama Eva Ye Prapadyante Maya Metham Tarantite. That this Maya is very, very difficult to get out of that. Maya ke sikanje se nikalna bahut mushkil hai. But once we surrender to Krishna, Mama Eva Ye Prapadyante Maya Metham Tarantite. So Maya, by serving Maya, means pleasing Maya, then one cannot, Maya cannot take us to Krishna. It is not possible that by serving Maya, we can, serving Maya means all these products of Maya, everything that is there that we see, they are meant for Krishna's pleasure. Not that we serve Maya and increase our remaining in the material world. So even one time that we could say that Krishna tomarahang yadi bale ek bar, even if we say once Maya bandh hai te Krishna tare karan par, then we should be just we are in Maya bandh, but Krishna can cross us beyond this material ocean. And so now one may say that why we have to take, then if I am a net that is in my swarup to be a Krishna, to be a Krishna das, then what is the need of guru? So, because we have been engulfed by Maya, Maya Mugdha Jivir Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan. So we do not have, by ourselves we cannot understand about Krishna, that we are part of Krishna. So that's why Krishna himself established this system. Jivir Kripaya Kail Krishna Veda Puran. So Veda Puran, and what Veda and Puran is saying, that you surrender to Guru and through him you could only go. You could see the president through some of his secretary or his servant or doorkeeper or whoever. You cannot just enter directly to some bigger, even CEO of the company, unless you are very close to that, you cannot just go. So how we could go in the Krishna law without taking shelter? And we ourselves, we cannot understand our real position. That has to, somebody has to tell us that we are falling down, we are in the material world, you are not the body, don't try to fulfill your senses desire, try to fulfill Krishna's senses. And that way we could be free from this material entangle. So we are Maya Mugdha, Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan. Without getting in teaching from people who are free from Maya, we cannot, by our own, we cannot go to Krishna. We will concoct so many things. Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apna Janan Krishna Mor Prabhutrata Jivir Hayagyan. So, Param Dayalu, Krishna, very merciful, Shastra and Guru. By the Shastra and Guru, they have like Paramatma, like if they turn our face towards Paramatma. And then when you understand that that is already in the light, then that we understand that Krishna is the only ultimate our shelter, and then we take his, we become his das. Jiv Krishna ka das, we are Krishna's das, and that we understand by when we are pushed or given the knowledge by Shastra and Guru. One may say that, can't I read Shastra myself? No, by just your own Shastra, you cannot understand. It has to be explained by the spiritual master, by the saintly person. So, Krishna yadi chote bhakte bhukti mukti diya, kabhu Krishna prem bhakti na den rakhe lokaiya. If you go by gyan, knowledge of the scripture, or not really, it means what conclusion you will get is to get Sayuji Mukti, merge in the Brahma, means to become Brahma. So that's why to such a person who is not taking shelter of a devotee, one can get at the most Sayuji Mukti by their own elevation. There is a Avaroho and Aroho Pantha, that you climb yourself, then you could get all the way to Sayuji Mukti. But you cannot get other parts of the Vaikuntha planet or Krishna Lok, you cannot get in. He could give you mukti or bhukti. Mukti means enjoying in the material world. Krishna yadi chute bhakte bhukti mukti diya. So if one does not worship Krishna, then he does not take, it does not, okay, he is not serving me, which is our eternal position. Let me give him. But he is trying so much about his knowledge. So by just jnana or karma, we cannot get Krishna prema. We have to, only the way to get is by our bhakti. And that's what Srila Prabhupada so beautifully translated everywhere in his all the verses. There is a part that how we could become Krishna conscious. Kabhu prem bhakti na den rakhiya lokaya. He does not give Krishna prem by directly going to him, by our own jnan marga or by our own. But in bhakti there is also jnan, but that knowledge is that Krishna is the supreme. We are just his part. So that is a different. But jnan margi, they go by their, there is like a, by their own mentality. They learn, study so many things. So there is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam that that we just by this, say if we take this jnan marga, then what happens? It is like if this rice has been taken out of this the part that is left over, what you call it, klesha eva shishyante. Tusha means the outer shell of the rice. If you just go and already the rice has been removed and you are grinding it, or you are just with a musal, you cannot get any rice again. So that is same thing. Our this knowledge about our own jnana, we cannot get the real substance, that is Krishna. Krishna is not our directly prerogative. We have to take shelter through Guru. That system has been made by Krishna. Like the system has been made by Krishna that we prarabdha, whatever is it is started, something that is already, we are suffering from that, some of the seeds are fructifying now, then naturally they will fructify. But Krishna could reduce our suffering. How we take that? That is up to us, or by Krishna makes us that we could tolerate that easily. But suffering is there, so that prarabdha is there. So he does not want to remove the prarabdha. Otherwise, why big saintly people or even Pandavas would suffer? Because for Pandavas it is not prarabdha. It is just to teach us he is giving. Like Krishna is taking a guru, Sandipani Muni, or Lord Ram went to Vasistha Muni and he studied. Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also went and took shelter of Ishwarpuri. So is there a need for that? Just to teach us. They have no duty. But they just to teach us that we need a spiritual master to advance further or to get love of Godhead and to engage in loving devotional service, because that is plan of Krishna. Because so many people, he put Maya also as a dasi. So she tests us that how much eager we are. Here Narad Muni is testing that how Dhruv is has determination to serve Krishna. So he is taking a test, and when he passed in the test, then he gave him the mantra, he gave him the guidance that you do such and such, and that way you will be able to obtain Krishna. This human life that has been there, it is a very, very, it is like a manusha, this human body, not the demigod body. It is really the mool that by which we can do the bhajan. You may say why these demigods are very elevated, but they are so much enjoying spirit that they cannot serve Krishna. They cannot engage in devotional service. Indra and everybody is Sura and Sundari and Apsaras, and they are always in enjoying spirit. They do service because that is their job, a kind of like sun shines, or Indra showers rain, or Varun takes care of the pot, like all the water stores, whatever there, the oceans. So, but this human body is a very special, it is very difficult to obtain. And it is like a Sudra Nauka. It is a very firm boat. And spiritual master is the captain of this boat. And then, by the mercy of Krishna, then there is a air that is pushing the boat. And we can go to the Chinmay Rajya, Krishna Lok, we can get if this Suyog is there. means if we obtain Krishna, the human body, and take help of the Guru, then we can go towards the spiritual kingdom. Niradeham adhyam sulabham sudurlabham. That this niradeha, what we have obtained today, is very sudurlabham. It is very difficult to obtain. Plavam supalkam guru karunadharam. And the captain is Guru. Mayanu kulena nabasvate ritam. By Krishna's mercy, there is a air that is pushing the boat. Puman bhavabdhim nataretsa atmaha. That if we don't want to cross and want to stay in this material world, then we are killing our soul. So we are like atmaha if we don't take. So sadhu shastra karpa yadi krishnon mukha hai, se jeev nistre maya tare chhadai. That by mercy of sadhu and shastra, if we turn our face, then maya gives it up, her putting us into the material world. So only by mercy of Krishna that we can obtain, mercy of Guru, we can obtain the lotus feet of Krishna. So sadhu shastra, these are very, very, in many, many places that Krishna and that there is a, so one may say that, is it by natural way that we can cross over, but by natural way, unless you get a sadhu, just by your own way you cannot get. Brahmite brahmite yadi sadhu vaidya paaye, taro padesh mantre pishachi maya palaye, Krishna bhakti paaye tabe Krishna nikat jaye. Sadhu sanghe Krishna bhakti shraddha yadi hai, if we have shraddha par sadhu sangha, bhakti phala prema hai, sansar jaya shaya. Sansar would be finished shaya, sadhu sanghe. That it is by sadhu sangha. Mat karpa bina kon karme bhakti nahe, Krishna bhakti dure rahu, sansar nahe shaya. Bina, without the mat karpa. Mat karpa means mahapurush. So without their mercy, without that karma of mahat karpa, obtaining that, then bhakti, we cannot obtain bhakti. Krishna bhakti dure rahi, we cannot engage in Krishna bhakti, and the sansar would still remain. That's what is the instruction is given by King Rahugan. Rahugan er tapasana yati na chyajya ya nirupanam grahadva. Means what Rahugan is saying, Rahugan is being told by Jad Bharat. So Jad Bharat is saying that not by tapasya, without the Mahapurushka Padraj, getting the dust of the lotus feet of a devotee, you cannot obtain the lotus feet of Krishna. Not by tapa, not by Vedic karma, not by dhan, like anadi dhan, or like we follow all the world and ashram. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said that this is exterior, external, go further. Just one following the Varnashram Dharma is not proper, neither by upasana of Surya or Jal or Agni, or one cannot obtain that. Even Naisham Matis Tavat Uru Kramangrim, that unless you have, that is Prahlad Maharaj is also saying, it is Guru Putra, his classmates, that unless you take the dust of the lotus feet of the Vishayar Abhiman Shunya, that who are not in material enjoyment, unless you take the dust of those people, then you cannot touch the lotus feet of the Lord. Touch means our mind would not go towards the in the Krishna Pad Padma, into the lotus feet of the Lord, our mind would not go. Just by going our mind on that, then all the anarthas are finished. Anartha nivratti. What is the meaning of anartha nivratti? Whole sansar is anarth. This material world is anarth. We don't need the material world. But we are here, so we have to use the best use of the bad bargain. Whatever that we could use, now we are here, so we should use this body, our senses, to serve Krishna. Rashikena, Rashikesha, Sevanam Bhakti Rotama. So use these senses for not serving or enjoying the senses. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaya, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Tuleyam Lavayanapi Na Swargam Na अपुनर्भवं भगवत संगी संघस्य मर्त्यानाम किम उपा उताशिक मीन्स यू कैन नॉट सौनक ऋषि इज टेलिंग सौनक ऋषि एंड ऑल द ऋषिज आर बीइंग टोल्ड बाय सूत गोस्वामी दैट इवन बाय लिटिल बिट संग ऑफ द ऑफ ए प्योर डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड यू कैन नॉट कंपेयर दैट टू स्वर्ग और मुक्ति यू कैन नॉट कंपेयर दैट सो वॉट टू से अबाउट द if some ashirvad is being given by any human being. So we need really a devotee's ashirvad, their sang, and by whose words it goes directly to the heart. Like there was one jeweler brought in Vikramaditya Sabha, three murtis, and then he said that all were made very equally, same exactly, same amount of gold, same weight, same features, but he says there is a big difference, and whoever could find it out and tell me, then I will give you the big, like half of my kingdom. So after so many people they exhausted, then Birbal came and he brought a golden rod, soft golden. Then it went from in one murti, it went from one ear to the another ear. He said that it has practically no value. Then he brought from one ear and it came out through the mouth. Means one, what he heard, he could repeat that. But he said that it has some value, maybe $1,000. But the third one, it went from the ear and then it went to the heart. He said that even if you sell, he told King Vikramaditya, that if you sell, not... it was not Birbal. Birbal was with Akbar. This Vikramaditya was long, long ago, over 2,000 years ago. This somewhat we have is from Vikramaditya. So he said that even if you sell your whole kingdom, you cannot pay for that. Because so that is what the sadhu's words, they enter to the heart, a pure duty's words. That's why Srila Prabhupada went to Russia. And even just one devotee that he found it out. And then also he sent later on one Mataji also to help him. But anyway, he spread just from one devotee. So many Russians have become devotees of the Lord. So that is because Prabhupada has given it. He put it in the heart. And that's why it is so valuable. So everywhere that you read that there is a need of a spiritual master, and through his mercy, through serving him, means he would be merciful anyway just by serving him. So we'll read some other two verses, text number 38. Means by the mercy of a devotee you could obtain anything. Now one may ask, what is the difference? Narad Muni like a spiritual master, but even if it is a material desire, it will be changed into a spiritual desire. Completely, it will be spiritualized. But if you ask somebody else who could give, who is not a devotee or not a devotional path, then he will remain in the material world. Nunam Bhavan Bhagavato Yongaje Paramestin Vituddan Atate Vinam Hitaya Jagato Arkavat. My dear Lord, you are a worthy. So again, Dhruva Maharaj is telling to Narad Muni that you are a worthy son of Lord Brahma, and you travel playing on your musical instruments, the Veena, for the welfare of the entire universe. You are like the sun which rotates in the universe for the benefit of all living beings. The sun rotates all over, so he could give light even in the filthy places. He does not discriminate. A pure devotee does not discriminate. He gives to everybody, whoever comes and takes shelter. So he purifies them. So the same thing, like the sun who rotates, a spiritual master also goes, like Narad Muni. He is playing on Veena and goes to all the places. Narad Muni was cursed by this Daksha Prajapati. When Daksha came again second time, then he produced 10,000 children. Then Narad Muni made them devotees, brahmacharis. He again produced 10,000. Hari Ashwas and Shabal Ashwas. Then again Narad Muni changed them to Brahmacharis. In this way, so he cursed him, Daksha Prajapati, that you may not stay in one place for more than 3 days. But that was nice for Narad Muni. He did not feel it, that it is a curse. He just goes playing the veena to all over the universe. So Dhruv Maharaj, although a young child, expressed his hope that he might be offered the benediction of a kingdom which would exceed in opulence those of his father and grandfather. He also expressed his gladness that he had met such a exalted person as Narad, whose only concern was to illuminate the world like the sun, which rotates all over the universe only for the purpose of benefiting the inhabitants of all planets. Narad Muni travels all over the universe for the sole purpose of performing the best welfare activity for the entire universe by teaching everyone how to become a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, Dhruv Maharaj felt fully assured that Narad Muni could fulfill his desire, even though the desire was very extraordinarily, but it could be fulfilled. The example of the sun is very significant. The sun is so kind that he distributes his sunshine everywhere without consideration. Dhruv Maharaj requested Narad Muni to be merciful to him. He pointed out that Narad travels all over the universe just for the purpose of doing good to all conditioned souls. So that is the duty of all the saintly people, to go from one place to another and give Krishna consciousness to everybody without discrimination. Because Narad Muni, even if there was a margrari, a hunter, he elevated him and he made him a devotee. A prostitute who came to Haridas Thakur and his only business was to elevate her, and she became a devotee after 3 days of hearing from Haridas Thakur. So that is the way of a saintly person, that he does good to everybody. He requested that Narad Muni show his mercy by awarding him the benefit of his particular desire. Dhruv Maharaj was strongly determined to fulfill his desire. So determination should be strong. Then Krishna fulfills that desire through agency of saintly person. And it was for that purpose that he had left his home and palace. So third verse that we, and then we will finish, is Maitreya is speaking. So Maitreya is a contemporary of his disciple Parashar Muni and contemporary of Vedavyas. They were friends. So Maitreya was there at the time of when Krishna was departing, and Vidur reached there to Maitreya Muni. And so there is a Maitreya and Vidur Samvad. Although it is Dhruv, and so there are many, many places. There are so many goes together. Maitreya and Vidur is talking, but that talk is talking about this. Also this happened with Suta Goswami and Shaunakadi Rishi, 88,000 Rishis, who came on a wheel in Chakratirtha. And this talk also is becoming between Sukadev and Parikshit Maharaj. So here it says Maitreya Uvacha. So ityudaharata markandya bhagwan naradas tatha prita pratyah tambalam sad vakyam anukampaya. The sage Maitreya continued, the great personality Narad Muni, upon hearing the words of Dhruv Maharaj, became very compassionate towards him, and in order to show him his causeless mercy, he gave him the following expert advice. So now the Narad Muni will be speaking later on, and he will give the advice what to do, how to obtain Krishna, how he could pray. So that is the purport. Since the great sage Narad is the foremost spiritual master, naturally his only activity is to bestow the greatest benefit upon whomever he meets. Dhruv Maharaj, however, was a child, and so his demand was also that of a playful child. So many children, they do that. I was little, and then there was in a bag, my father put all the coins, and oh, give me, it is all, that is my share, I will take it. And I went out of the home thinking that I could be very, very rich with this. So we ask, rather than our all the riches of Krishna is waiting for us, but a little material benefit, we think it is so nice here. and we don't want to give up the association with those pennies. Our real heart could never be satisfied, soul could never be satisfied by that kind of activity. Whatever we may get in the material world, neither Indra is happy, nor even Brahma is happy. So nobody is happy in the material world. Only Krishna Bhakta, Nishkam Ateva Shant. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakalya Shant. We are looking for Shanti or peace or Anand, but it is not there. But Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Ateva Shant. Once you obtain Krishna, then your all the desires are completely fulfilled. Just like you go to a bigger source of water, then all your desires with the water is fulfilled. You could drink water, you could take a bath, you could swim, you could do a boating, means everything could be done. So when you obtain the name, Prabhupada gives, if you have $1 million, then 1, 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000 is already included in that. If you obtain Krishna, every kind of benefit, whatever you are looking in material world or spiritual kingdom or a heavenly planet or in the this Vaikuntha Loka, Sayuja Samip, everything that you could get. So why not to get the greatest thing? And you will be established in our natural Swarup. Whatever the Swarup is, not only Jivira Swarup of Krishna and Nityadas, but everybody has a relationship with Krishna. Somebody in any of this Sakya, Dasya, Vatsalya, or Madhurya, anything that is there, and what would understand by going to that stage, not that one has to obtain it prematurely. So Dhruva Maharaj, however, was a child, so his demand was like a playful child. He is still the great sage. Narada became compassionate toward him and for his welfare. Now he is speaking the following verses. So I will end here. If there are any questions, comments, or any discussions, or further talk, please, you could unmute and we can discuss. Thanks a lot for giving this opportunity to speak, and thank you for your wonderful association.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavas Pranam. This is Damodaranda Das from Bulamandir.
Hare Krishna, Damodaranda Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Very nice to hear your lecture again. Prabhuji, who was that Varkari that Narada Prabhu
transferred? Oh, Mrugrari. Mrugrari, it is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mrugrari was a hunter. He was killing half killed and half unkilled. He used to enjoy the suffering. Thrashing around, shouting and so much crying with so much pain, and he used to, because that is what he was seeing all in his life, and that was his job, and he was killing half kills. So Narada Muni first told him that if you are shooting them, kill completely, don't you feel that if you are killing, you have to suffer? This is my maintenance. And he says, don't worry about your maintenance. So you read that. Then he made a tulsi plant and a little hut. And then he gave up. And people came with so much donation, with everything, that he had surplus. And he had to give it back again.
Okay. And similarly, you know, also Ratnakar became Valmiki after he met Narada.
Right.
I thought maybe it was him.
Yeah. That is true. Yeah. That's true. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you,
Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Koti Koti Tandit Pranam to your Seva. As usual, wonderful class. Thank you very much for always inspiring us, guiding us, collecting us.
Prabhupada is inspiring us. We just repeat like puppets.
Yes, Prabhu, but it's work when we hear Sisi Bhagavatam every day in the morning. Our japa is quality is going in. Our japa quality is day by day improving, Prabhuji.
Okay, that's very nice to hear. It's encouraging me also that I may also improve my japa. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class today. I know, I mean, you had the sore throat, but still, you took the session for us today. So we are really, really grateful to you. Really look forward to having your association again in future. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, next week, most likely, I will speak on Monday. Because on Wednesday, I'm leaving for India to see my construction project in India, to take this Prabhupada's teaching to so many different villagers, to different villages. If somebody wants to assist me in this endeavor, then please let me know.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for sharing that information as well.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Danda Pranam, all going to share. Very, very wonderful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. And we like your classes, Prabhuji, and our all best wishes for your construction of the temple and your journey to India. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, I would like to be of some help to you. Also, I need some help from you on the same line, so I will talk to you privately.
Okay. Hare. You call me anytime, and I will like to send the whole project about that. Once I get email or something, then I will send to everyone. Okay?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Are there any questions for Prabhuji at this point? So yeah, if nobody has any more questions, we would like to end the call here. Prabhuji, thank you so much once again for such a wonderful session.
Thank you.